The World Food Programme provides food assistance to more than 600,000 food-insecure Burundians in a country of 8 million people. WFP Burundi Public Information Officer Mark Nielsen says in order to gauge where there is need, WFP staff go out on fact-finding missions.
For example, if you enter in a village that the government has recommended is at risk, or if, based on past studies, you may think is at risk, you will do a study in there and you'll ask questions, everything from how many meals a day are you eating, or how are you cooking, what do you use to cook, what kind of fuel do you have to cook, how many people are in the household.
WFP program assistant Gerard Bisman is interviewing Elizabeth Tembaidai in Bihogo village in northern Burundi. He's asking her, in the Kirundi language, how much maize she eats each month and where she gets her food. He is typing her answers directly into a handheld electronic device as part of a new initiative by WFP to use technology to help keep tabs on the country's food situation. The palm-top computer is a little larger than a normal cell phone. Since he started using the device in March, Bisman says the result is more accurate data, collected faster because there is no prep time and no paper shuffling.
Donc c'est très intéressant d'utiliser l'appareil parce que ça donne
He says it is very interesting to use the device because it is a lot faster. It used to take them about an hour and a half to complete the entire interview with paper, and now it takes only half an hour. The WFP staffer says the survey takers appreciate the improved technology too.
Les bénéficiaires étaient très fatigués.
Bisman says they used to be very, very tired when we did the survey with pen and paper, but with 30-minute digital survey, they do not get as tired, and so they provide more accurate data, he added. Tembaidai, a 56-year-old primary school teacher, had never been interviewed by the WFP and said it is the first time for her to see such a device. She said it shows the country is making progress. A few years ago, Tembaidai received food aid from the WFP because she said there was a food shortage in her village due to a drought. She hopes WFP will provide them with food this year, too. We will probably need some help in regards to food this year, she said, because the water that used to come from up north does not come anymore. She says it is the dry season and the village is short of food at the moment. Nielsen said interviewing people like Tembaidai with the electronic devices provides a more precise picture of the needs of the country.
So you have the speed of gathering data, which means you can expand your survey area and make it more valid by interviewing more people.
Right now, WFP Burundi is in phase one of the project, with information collected on a memory card and sent to the main office in Bujumbura. But soon, WFP staff members in the field will begin transmitting their findings wirelessly. Burundi is one of the poorest countries in the world, with average income per person at about $300 per year. It only emerged from a 13-year civil war in 2006, with one rebel group finally laying down its arms just last year. But the country has a new high-speed 3G wireless network. Sending the data wirelessly to the central database to be analyzed will allow the WFP to plan more effectively and quickly where to send food around the country. Each device costs about $200, so with two devices in each of the 15 provinces, that comes out to about $6,000, not including the cost of training personnel. Nielsen said it is a good investment.
Any time you can save doing that, it means those most at risk, the poor, are getting the assistance faster and more effectively. And you're not perhaps going in an area where you really shouldn't be. WP needs to be in the areas that are most at risk. And that's the bottom line. And so anything that can help improve that process, reduce the time to get there, improve the data, improve the validity of the data, is definitely worth the investment.
Nielsen said the technological advances have improved the ability of aid organizations like the World Food Programme to do their work effectively. The UN agency has put the wireless devices to use elsewhere in Africa, including in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Mozambique. In the Asia-Pacific region, the UN's Children's Fund uses handheld devices to provide a rapid assessment during emergency situations. And in the West African countries of Togo and Niger, the U.S. National Centers for Disease Control has got into the act too, using devices with global positioning system capabilities to help prevent malaria. Zach Badorf for VOA News, Bihogo, Burundi.